pay money, but you did a chet that you deserve to get killed for it, and you also over alav at the same time, you get malchus for it. That's the shalom. Do you get both or not? Otricha, I need both these tukim. If I would just hear the Yashmin and Misa Mammon, I would tell you Mishum the Chod of the Gufa, the Chod of Mamayna, Layavdinen. You know why you potter when Bezdin kills you? You know why you don't have to pay money? To Svar, because there's two separate punishments. One's the punishment of the Gufa, we're killing you, the Chod of Mamayna, another punishment with your money, so we don't give you two separate punishments. That's why, Layavdinen. Abu the Misa Malkus, in the case where there's Malkus and Misa, both punishments is in your guf, like we're killing you. So first we'll give you malchus, and then we're going to kill the person. Say, maybe I would say we should give them both, because I say a svarov misa richti. It's called like one long misa, like to give somebody malchus and misa. Maybe we would give them both, because malchus is like the beginning of killing him, and then misa is finishing it off. So maybe when he deserves two punishments of Misa and Malkus, we would give him both. You would give him both. So therefore I need a pasuk to tell me, Kedei Rishasai, you don't get two. You don't get Misa and Malkus. Now, the Yashmin and Misa Malkus, I would have just heard the case of Misa and Malkus. I would tell you, the Tarte Begufu Le'avdinen, I say it's for just the opposite. We don't give you two punishments to your body. That we don't do. But Misa Mammon, the Chod of the Gufa, the Chod of the Mamayna, one is in the Guf, and one is in his Mammon, Eima Nevedei, maybe then I thought maybe you would give two punishments. I could say a straw just the opposite. If I would only have the Pasuk of Gedei Rishasai, I would say then we don't give you two punishments. Because we don't hit the body twice, we don't give you Malkus, then kill you, we only give you one. But maybe it's a question of first making you pay money, which has nothing to do with your body. And then we'll kill you. Maybe that we do. It's three. We need these two psukim to say we don't do them. That's why we need both psukim, Kedei Rishasai and Lo Yosan, that both Misa and Maminat, and no one did Misa and Malkus, we won't give you both. Now the Gemara is, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, V'loi sikhu kaifer l'nefesh ratzeich, that while the person is supposed to be killed, he doesn't have to pay money. L'loi sikhu kaifer, we don't take money for him. The Rashi says, Mash Manami im Tagenu Leitan Shinu Mamin. For tomorrow, what do we need this pasuk? Le Sichu Kaifla Nefesh Raseach Lomeli. What do we have to have this pasuk for? That's also Mashma. That in the case where what? Where you get killed, we don't make you pay money. For the more Pshita, we had the Pesukim before already. That when there's Misa, we don't make you get killed. We don't make you get paid money. The Yom Rachmona Lomeli. So it's like this. The Yom Rachmona Torah is saying like this. This is a new svara. This is a svara. Maybe a person would want to pay his way out and not to be killed. What's going to be the case? The person did a chet. He deserves to be killed. So there's such a loch. He comes to the business and says, I'll give you $1 million for tzedakah. Save my life. Maybe he can be paid through his life with money. That's the pasuk. No. When a person is supposed to be killed, there's no way to pay himself to be freed. That's what the pasuk means. Not that the pshat is that the habimino, you have to pay money, avad you don't have to pay money. When you have the chiv misa, we say komle. You don't have the chiv mammon when you have the chiv misa. But here the chiddush is, maybe you could free yourself by paying money. Kamashmala no, leisichul kofel nefesh aseach. A person that's supposed to be killed can't pay his way out. Right, another pasuk says, leisichul kofer lonos eliyamiklota. Same thing. Lomeli. What do we need this pasuk for? Because saying a person mashma killed somebody b'shogeg, that a lochur is supposed to go to Golis, he has to go to the miklotoi. So the pasuk is saying, don't take money from him. So again, shiti, don't take money for him. What do I need the pasuk for? So the Yom Rachmona, the Torah says, the Torah telling us, letishke m'mayni m'nei v'tifterei, min Golis. Again, not that there's avmi to say it after pay money. Havada misha shogeg we had before, you also say come live with the rav m'nei. But the chiddush here is again, like we just had, that maybe a person that killed somebody b'shogeg. So he's supposed to go to Golis. Let's say he goes to Bezdin and tells Bezdin, listen, I don't want to go to Golis. Let me pay you better money and let me free myself. Kamashto, no, you can't do that. Torah says you have to go to Golis and you can't pay yourself by money. So the Gemara of Saul betrayed Kroh Lomeli. What do I need these two psukim for? They're both saying the exact same chiddush. They're both telling me that when you mechuyev misa, you can't free yourself with money. And the Gemara in Chanami, but chad b'shoigeg b'chad b'neitid. One is talking about when you killed somebody b'shoigeg, that you have to go to Golus and you can't pay yourself out. And the second, for other possible, you also, who are sick of kai for somebody, killed somebody b'neitid. Well, it's I need both sukkim. The Yashmin and Mezid, I will only hear the svara by Mezid, I would say, Mishum de Chomri Surai. Because you kill somebody, be Mezid, such a bit avera, they'll I tell you, you have to be killed, and you can't free yourself by paying money. Avu Shagid le Chomri Surai. But maybe if you killed somebody, be Shagid. The avera is not so strong. A Malai, maybe there you could pay yourself, free yourself with some money. You'll make up a schum money, you'll pay Bezid and give to Tzedakah, maybe you can free yourself. Kamashma, no, you can't free yourself from Golas. The Ashmin the Shoyg, if I only have a plastic of Shoyg, I tell you, Mishum the Lucky Ibn Neshama. Because you're not supposed to be killed. Maybe since your punishment is not so bad, you only have to go to Golis. Therefore, we'll say, listen, you're not being killed, so mainly you have to have this punishment, you have to go to Golis. We can't free you with money. Avo Mazid, but in the case where you kill somebody, then Mazid. The Iki Ibn Neshama. Here it's a question, should we give you your punishment of killing you? Or maybe we should let you free yourself by paying money. So maybe by paying money, since you're going to free yourself and not let yourself be killed, maybe it's Kedai Bezish, let yourself pay yourself not to be killed. In Zayim Aloy, maybe you could pay yourself Tzricha. That's one of these two psukim, know that a person killed somebody, or any Averia did, that Yechayiv Misa, Halachar is Bezin, kills you, and you can't free yourself with money. And who was it? If you kill somebody, B'Shegeg, Halachar is you have to go to Golis, and you can't free yourself. You can't free yourself by with money. But then the pasuk says, "V'lo oretz lo yechupa ledam asher shofech bo," that the oretz will not be clean from the dam that was spilled. Kiyim bedam shofech. Unless you kill the murderer, the case where somebody killed somebody, was not going to be a kapara. Kiyim bedam shofech. Unless you kill the person that killed. But the Gemara lomeli, like what do we need the pasuk for? Like trita, if somebody killed somebody, he's chayiv misavad. We have to kill him. There's no way that he could free himself. So what do we need the pasuk for? The Rashi says, what happened is, kiyim badam shoybchoy, for loy bepidyu mamon, and not that you could free yourself with money. So the question is, what do we need this pasuk for? We had the pasuk before from loy sikhul kaifer, that you can't pay yourself, you can't free yourself with money. So what do we need this pasuk, kiyim badam shoybchoy? So Mura says, mi boilo likatanya, we need it like this. We've learned, minayan, how do we know? Shim nisarpoi egla. The case we have an egla rufa. In other words, in the case we have found somebody killed outside in the fields. And we say the city that's closer to this person, they have to bring an egla rufa. If we don't know who the murderer is. So they brought the egla rufa ready. V'yagakach ninsa hervik. And later they found the person that killed him. Is minayin, how do we know? Shein poitrin oisai. How do we know we don't free him? And here's a new svara. And since they already brought the Egla Rufa, maybe since they brought the Egla Rufa, that should pat him for Misa. How do we know now that even though we brought it, if we find later the murderer, we have to kill him? Shenema, the Pasuk says, for the Oris, lo yechupa ladam asher shofchei boy, says no, we don't free him, kiyim badam shofchei. And whenever we find out who the murderer is, the din is he has to be killed. There's no way to free him. But then the Pasuk says, V'yata tivar radama noti mekir b'cho. Again, we have to kill the person. There's lomeli. What do we need this Pasuk for? Nuhur again is talking about a case that somebody's supposed to be killed, that he can't free himself. So Rashi, V'yata tivar means bosra reifaksiv. Like after you made the egla roof, it says, now we'll be freed. Is what is the Pasuk for? Likatanya, how do we know? There's the Pasuk for this. Likatanya, we learned, Minayin lamumsim b'sayif, shumin at saver. How do we know that the Mises Bezdin, when Bezdin's killed somebody with saif, somebody kills somebody with a sword, how do we know the pshat is he has to like chop off his head? We kill him in at saver from the neck. Talmud Loimer, we learn now from this pasuk here, it says, V'yata tevar hadam anokim ekir b'cho. Says here, V'egla arufa, now we clean the person. His hook shall call shayv chedom le'egla arufa. We learn out all cases where you kill somebody that we have to kill you with a saif, with the sword, from the case of egla rufa. That ma'al ha'alim min atzavar, just like by the egla rufa, when you take this egel, the way we kill it is from the neck, is av shoyv chedomim min atzavar, the same place in the case where Bezdin has to give somebody a misa, a saif, the way Bezdin kills them is from the neck. So you're learning out from Egla Ruf, for that's the pasuk is Aviata Tavar Hadam Anakim Mikirbecha. So next pasuk that said like you have to kill it. What do you mean? Like we learn out the same way we killed the Egla Rufa. That's the way we kill other people. That's Mechuyev and Misav Saif. For the Gemara, if there's such a limud that we're learning out Saif from Egla Rufa, if so, Ima Lahalam Bekupitz or Mimul Orpoi Avkant Bekupitz or Mimul Orif. Maybe just like the eagle, where how you kill the eagle, you have to take a hatchet and you chop off its head from the back. So maybe when Vezda kills somebody with Saif, Slav Dafka sword, but they have to take a big kupitz, a big hatchet, and also have to chop off his head from the back, not from the front. Maybe learn out completely the mis of Saif from this mis over here. Mr. Gemara says, no, there's a svara Talmud Leima on this depo. The Mapaz Omar Rav Nachmin, Omar Rav Baravua, that Omar Krua, the Pasuk says, V'yohavto l'reyecho kameicha. Supposed to love your friend. So maybe we'll learn out from this, it's a svara from this Pasuk of, Bora loy misa yofa. Even when there's such a thing, you have to kill him, you have to give a person misa's bezdin, but I call upon him still, he's a reyecho. So still you have to love him, and you have to give him a nice type of a misa. So it's enough to say you have to use a saif, a sword. It's enough to learn out you have to kill him through the neck. But not mamish like an egel aruf, where you take a big hatchet and chop off dead from the back, but there you do it nicely with a sword from the front. Right, then the pasuk says, kol cherim asher yechra min odom lo yifta. Lo yipodim. Any time called cherim, ashiyachrim, and odim, any type of cherim take from a person is again lo yipod. He can't free himself. Don't take the money. So Rashi says called cherim means mashma loshin chay b'misa kagoyin zavech lekim lahim yicharim. If a person shechs to avoid the zara, we kill him. So the pasuk is also again called cherim. Any time mashma you have to kill a person is lo yipod. He can't free himself with money. So for the Gemara again lomali, what do we need this pasuk for? We have spoken before. That in the case when Bezdin has to kill you, there's no way out. You can't free yourself with money. So where it says, "Mi boyle," we need this pasuk like this. Nikinatanya, like we learned, minayin liyotzli horig. If somebody already has the chiyuv misa upon him, Bezdin paskin, this person has to be killed, and Bezdin is taking him out now to kill him. The yomer, while he's going out, the person says, "The yomer echod erki olai." That the person says, I want to be mechayiv myself to give the value of myself for tzedakah. Erki olai means how much I'm worth, I want to give to the Hegdish. Is minayin shleyam aklum, how do we know such a person? Like said nothing because he's not worth anything right now since he has to be killed. Shenem, we have this post that says, kol cherim ashi yechorim min odom lo yifte. That means what? That any time a person does cherim, he does a chiyuv misa upon himself, he doesn't have to pay erchin. Even though he was mechayiv himself now, like Mataras and Eder, to give how much he's worth to Hegdish, the locker is, he doesn't have any damim, since he's supposed to be killed, he's potter from paying the money. By the Yochol Af Kedush Nigmadinoi, maybe even after Bezdin finished paskening that his chayiv misa will also be a locker like this, that's as similar as Mechal Shabbos. And we know we're going to have to kill him. But Bezdin didn't paskin the halacha yet. And now the person goes and makes an erki olai. How do we know that taki he has to pay then? Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, min adam v'loy kol adam. It says, lo yipodem min adam. Means some people don't have to pay the erchin. But some people do. So what does that mean? That if he's already a chiv misa upon a Bezdin paskin ois, then he doesn't have to pay his erchin olai. Because he's not a swore like he's not worth anything. But before Bezdin paskin the money, paskin the chiyuv misa, then he has to pay erki olai. For the Gemara, ulo Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, the yoma that he holds, ne'erach, no, even though a person has a psak din to be killed, Bezdin paskin is mechal Shabbos, he has to be killed. And now he says, erki olai, my value I want to give to Hegdish, Rabbi Chananya holds that the chiyuv is chal. And the reason is, lefnei shedom of ketsuvim. Because his money, what he has to pay, is not the pshat he's paying how much he's worth right now. Really, he's not worth a penny right now, because he has to be killed. But the din of Erechin is, the terrorist says, lefi shonim, how old you are, that's how much you have to pay. So like the terrorist said, how much you're worth, whether $30 or $50, you're worth. So merely, even though you have the chiyuv misa upon yourself, still you have to pay it. Rashi says, Shadalot Sumim, Bitura, Lefishanim, the Torah says how, according to how old you are, how much you have to pay. Fulai Dimei, Fulai Domiliyam, Dom of Olai. It's not Dimei to a curse, the person says how much I'm worth. The Dom of Mainloi, true, he's not worth anything right now. Avalerach Yeshloi, Lemaisi, he's this much, he's depending upon his age, that's how much the Torah says you have to pay for Erechim. According to Rabbi Chananya, that you do have to pay that amount of money to Hegdish, what does the Pasuk say, lo yipode? It's more high, kol chere mayavid lei. So then again, it's mashma l'chura, that when you have a chi of Misa, you can't pay yourself out with money. And that's the more we learned this before already. What do we need another Pasuk for? So the more answer is, mi boile l'kratanya. We need it for the purpose of the price we learn like this. That Rabbi Yishmoel, b'noish, Rabbi Yechanan, and Baruch Reimer. Lefi shemotzinu. We find the case where people are mechuyev misa b'dei shemayim. She'en noisnin momin u'mischaper lehem. There is a case when you have a chiyev misa b'dei shemayim that you pay money, you pay koifer, and you free yourself. She remember the pasuk says, im koifer yushas olav. That what you could free yourself by paying koifer. So Rashi says, kagoin, mi shohorag shoyro yesadefesh. If your ox killed a man, killed a person, the chsid by the pasuk says, you must. It says, well, we have to kill the owner. Now, v'loy misas bezdin. It doesn't mean that we really, bezdin goes and kills the owner. The Nafkulam is a Hedrin. We learn out of the Gemara Sanhedrin that mois yumas hamakir ratzeach. Who? Are we tzichos le'yata horgoy? We only kill a person if the person himself killed somebody. But v'yata horgoy are tzich asheroy. But if your ox kills somebody, we don't kill the owner because your ox killed somebody. V'hai yumas, what does it mean yumas? The posse b'dei shemayim? That you have the chiyuv b'dei shemayim. And still the pasuk says, what do you have to do? You have to pay the money of that person to the yorshim. That's called him koifer yushas olav. When your shor killed somebody, so you're chayiv misa, but you have to pay koifer. You have to pay how much that person is worth. Or some achleikus negumara, the meinerag, the mehorag, which value of which person you pay. A koponim, you see, you do have to pay money. So maybe Yochel, I would have thought after the Yodim came, if a person killed somebody, that's Mechoy Mises Bezdin. Shrashi Chayv Mises Bezdin, Yiftav a moment. Maybe also they could be poisoned themselves with some money to pay Kaifer. Talmud Leiman, this the Pasuk says, no, Chorim in Odom. Lo Yipoda, that when a person's Mechoy Misa, he can't pat himself. Shrashi Chorim in Odom means, Odom Shem Mechoy Cherim, a person that's Mechoy to be killed, he can't free himself by paying Kaifer. Maybe only a chet, that if you do the chet b'shegeg, there's no kapara. Shrashi yelam mises chamurois, shlanitnu shigosn l'kapara, kivon the crawl l'pirisho kol mises. Torah doesn't say every misa. So let's explain it maybe on a misa, it's not so strong, on a chomedik misa. Then your mama can't free yourself. Kagoin Rashi says, Oysa chabur biyov, if you hit your father, Oy goinev nefesh mi Yisrael, Shein kapora ksul b'shagosoi. The Torah doesn't say about shegig. Shein koros b'zdoinoi, the leka chatas b'shagosoi. There's no chiyiv koros there. So there, if you do it b'shegig, you take not chayiv a korban. There's no kapora. So maybe such an avera, where you hit your father, that you chayiv misa, such a misa you can't free yourself with money. Because there's even with shegeg, there's no way to free yourself. But maybe, elamis, elamisas kalas, but easier misas, shenitna shigosan the kapora. Hamol certain chuvim misa, if you do them with shegeg, the Torah says you have to bring the korban chattis. That's mechaper on you. So Rashi says, going to avoidus kechovim, for Shabbos varoyis, if someone is mechal Shabbos, or does avoid the Zorah, the Torah says, if you do it for shegig, you have to bring the korban. So since for shegig is a kapara, maybe then even be mazid, you could free yourself with money. Minayin, how do we know? Talmud Leima says, kol chorim. Mashma any type of a misa. Mashma any time you have the chi of misa, you did a be mazid, the din is you have to be killed and you can't free yourself with money. For the Gemara of Lememela, mulay sichu kaifa shamat mino. We learned this from before already. Mulay sichu kaifa, lenefesh raseach. That any time you kill somebody, that you chayiv misa, we have to kill you, and you can't free yourself with the money. Is latishkim amayim inay v'tifterei. We learned this from the pasuk before. So kocherim lomeli. Why do we need another pasuk full of kocherim? Is omer rami bachom yitzrach. Yes, still we need the second pasuk. Kosal kodar nachemin. I would have thought Hani mili, when do I say when you chayiv misa?